From Spark and Anvil and Quillspell, this is Ember and Cadence in Chapter 1 of the Quill Spellcast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Spelling Bee study room was quiet that morning. The carpet was soft. The windows were open. A jar of pencils sat on the table. Cadence was at the whiteboard, tapping a marker against her palm to a beat only she could hear. Ember sat cross-legged on a beanbag, looking at a small index card. The card had one word on it. Separate. Ember sighed. This one. Cadence stopped tapping. She came over. She read the word. She made a small ah sound. This one. The two of them had been doing study mornings together for a month. Cadence was the rhythm keeper. She broke words into syllables. Ember was the schwa namer. She found the vowels that hid in the unstressed beats. Separate was their favorite case. It was a word that had broken 100 spellers, because most people heard it and tried to spell what they heard. What most people heard was sep-rit. Three letters, dash, three letters. That was the spelling people tried. Sep-rit. Wrong. The real word had three syllables, and one of them was hiding. Cadence pulled the whiteboard closer. She picked up the marker. Want to do it? Always, said Ember.
Cadence wrote the word on the board big and clear. Separate. Then she stepped back. She tilted her head. She tapped the marker against her palm, counting beats. Three syllables, she said. Always three. People want to say two, because the middle one is so quiet, but there are three. She drew tiny vertical lines on the word. Sep-a-rate. Beat one. Sep, the strong beat, the one your mouth wants to lean on. She tapped sep with the marker. Beat two. The almost silent beat, the schwa. She tapped Beat three. Rate, the closing beat. She tapped rate. She turned to Ember. Three beats. That's my part. Anyone can hear the rhythm if they slow down. The trouble is, most people don't slow down. They say it fast, separate, and lose the middle beat. The middle beat falls off the rhythm. Ember nodded. She picked up a smaller marker, the kind used for tiny notes. And that's where I come in. That's where you come in.
Ember stood up. She walked to the board. She circled the middle letter, the one Cadence had marked A. This one, Ember said, is the trickster of the English language. We call it a schwa. It looks like an A. It sounds like a. And it can be spelled with any vowel letter, A, E, I, O, or U, depending on the word. She wrote a small a in the air over the A with her marker. The letter A stayed on the board. The little floated in her gesture, just above. The schwa is unstressed. The strong beat in separate is sep. The middle beat is so quiet, your mouth almost skips it. That's why people spell separate wrong. They don't hear the middle vowel as a vowel. They hear it as nothing, so they leave it out. She paused. But the middle vowel isn't nothing. It's a schwa. It's a quiet And in this word, the schwa is spelled with the letter A. How do you know which letter? Came a voice from the doorway. The two of them looked up. A young student was standing in the door, holding a quiz sheet, looking nervous. The student had been waiting to ask. She was new to the study mornings. Ember waved the student in. Come look, we'll show you.
The student sat down beside the whiteboard. Cadence put down her marker. Ember and Cadence both turned to face her at the same time. They had a routine when a student arrived mid-case. Cadence breaks it, Ember said. I name the schwa. Then together we go to the dictionary or the root. Cadence pointed at the three pieces on the board. Sep, A, rate. I tell you it's three syllables. You can hear it now, right? Sep, A, rate. Slow it down. The student tried. Sep, A, rate. Her mouth opened a tiny bit on the middle beat. Yes, Cadence said. You heard it. That's the part most people miss. Ember took over. Now, the middle vowel is a schwa. It sounds like but it has to be spelled with some vowel letter. The question is, which one?
That's the part you can't hear. You have to know it. And you know it from the words family. She wrote on the board, separate, colon, separation, separator, separable. Look at the family. In separation, the middle vowel is stressed. You can hear it. Sep-a-ration. The middle vowel becomes a strong A sound. That's your clue. The schwa in separate is spelled with the letter that's loud in the rest of the word's family. So the schwa here is an A. The student looked at the family of words. Her eyes widened a little. So the loud cousin tells you what the quiet one looks like. Ember grinned. That's exactly it. The loud cousin tells you what the quiet one looks like. Cadence was nodding too. And once you have both, three syllables from me, the loud cousin from her, the word is yours. The student picked up a pencil from the jar. She wrote slowly, S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E. Each letter careful. She said the syllables under her breath as she wrote them. Sep, A, rate. The middle A landed on the page exactly where it belonged. Separate, she said. Three syllables. The middle vowel is a schwa, spelled A because of separation. Ember clapped softly. Cadence tapped her marker against her palm in approval. The student looked at the whiteboard. She looked at her paper. Then she looked at the two of them, the rhythm keeper and the schwa namer, the carpenter of the beats and the namer of the quiet vowels. "Can I take the card with me?" she asked. "Take it," Cadence said. "Practice it tonight," Ember said. "Say it slow. Tap the beats. Name the schwa. By tomorrow, it'll be in your fingers." The student nodded. She slid the card into her notebook. She thanked them quietly and went back out into the hallway, already murmuring sep, a, rate to herself. The study room went still again. Cadence picked up an eraser and started cleaning the board. Ember sat back down on the beanbag. She pulled another card from a small stack. The next case was waiting. The next card had one word on it. Chocolate. Cadence and Ember looked at each other. They both grinned. Three syllables, Cadence said. And a schwa, of course. Of course, said Ember. They had work to do. The morning was just getting started. The rhythm keeper and the schwa namer were ready to spell anything together.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Ember and Cadence. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.